Mamas, we're at the end of the school year. How are you doing? I thought I'd check in because I know many of you have a student graduating high school and your nest may be about to be emptied. God sees you. He knows, and there is beauty and purpose in the season to come. Remind me of this when my girls wear that cap and gown. Closing out a school year is always crazy. The month of May has almost become as busy as the month of December for a parent. Closing ceremonies, graduations, end of the year choir performances, and not to mention, if you haven't registered your child for next year, you're already behind. It's wild for sure. Summer is upon us, and for some parents, the scramble begins for summer camps, day camps, vacation Bible schools, play dates, and pretty much any activity that will keep the kiddos entertained. The end of this year for my bunch includes graduation celebrations from elementary school and middle school. My baby girls are growing up. To top it off, my youngest has a birthday today, so happy birthday to my Jovi girl. The days are long, but the years fly by, don't they? I'm super proud of my girls. They are our miracles. My husband and I treasure every single moment. Okay, most of the moments we treasure. We gotta keep it real, right? As we end out the year, it can be tempting to give way to guilt and maybe even shame. Don't accept that guilt or buy into the lie that you didn't do enough or that you aren't enough. Trust the all-sufficient grace of God to be enough for both you and your child. Hold fast to the love of God as you let go. Moses set a beautiful example of holding fast while letting go. I love his words he spoke to God's people. Deuteronomy 30, 19 and 20. This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live and that you may love the Lord your God. Listen to his voice and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's almost like Moses is giving the keynote address for a graduation ceremony. Choose life. Love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him, and you and your children will be blessed. Moses' season of leadership is coming to an end. He had brought the children of Israel as far as he could go. God had appointed Joshua to step in, and Moses was setting the stage for that transition. As he speaks to the people in Deuteronomy chapter 30, he continues to set in front of them the truth of loving God, walking in his ways, and keeping his commandments so they may live long, fruitful lives and be blessed. What Moses wants them to hear more than anything as he is letting go is this: choosing to love and obey God is the only path to life and blessing. And when we follow that path, it can pave the way for a legacy of obedience to God that can be passed down from one generation to another. That's the truth. Parents, hold fast to God as you let go of this season. Like the children of Israel, our kiddos will one day cross their Jordan and they will see God at work in their life and they will be blessed as they follow him. I'm Lori Klein.